This is Maren Lead at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, and I'm talking today with Bruce Tenney, the Chief of the Advanced Design Office at Aviation and Missile Research Development and Engineering Center. So thanks very much, Mr. Tenney, for talking with us today.
Look forward to it.
So the Future Vertical Lift Program is underway and is designed to develop a whole new generation of vertical lift assets. Can you talk about the FVL program, its scope, what its goals are, and approximately what the time frames are for the various components?
Sure, happy to. FVL is, you know, it's not yet a program. It's still an initiative, but it's in its fifth year of activity. This is something that was really, it's an OSD initiative. It was stimulated in part by congressional language in 2008. But, you know, it's a joint strategic plan now. It's that was signed by the DEFSECDEF in 2012. It's managed by an OSD joint staff senior service executive steering group, which is the effort is being sort of led and implemented by the Army at this point. But the strategic plan projects the long-term transformation of the entire DoD rotary wing fleet through the development of next-generation family of systems across four classes, light, medium, heavy, and ultra-class. And the plan recognizes that the modernization and upgrades of the current fleet of aircraft is insufficient to meet our future DoD vertical lift requirements. And so the central emphasis in FVL is a family of joint multi-role aircraft that leverages commonality within and across the classes and within and across the services as much as possible. It includes our industry in the form of the Vertical Lift Consortium, which was really kind of stimulated by some OSD interest at the beginning of FVL, and so the industry self-formed into this consortium, and the purpose of this is to improve the strategic planning relationship between our industry and our department. So the timelines here for FVL, the Army led the JCIDS process and got a JROC approval of an FVL family of systems ICD last April 13th. The activity that's going on now is focused on conducting analysis and preparation for a material development decision, which is kind of unofficially scheduled for the end of FY15. I think August the 15th is what the schedules show right now, and then that'll be followed by an AOA be complete in FY17 to support a Milestone A decision sometime in 18. So the current target timeline is IOC of an FVL medium in about 2034-35 time.
How do you think that time frame aligns with budgets, with expected resources, and with the operational imperative, and frankly with the requirements for developing the technology to support it?
Well, I think it's a very practical timeline. I personally would like to see it, you know, significantly accelerated from that, but I think that the budget realities would prevent that. I also think that just the fact that it takes a while to build a new airplane, you know, kind of keeps you from doing too much faster than that. I'd like to be able to improve this the development timeline from a risk and a technical integrity point of view. And I think there are things that we could do to condense that a little bit. But you know, I think that the community that has assembled that timeline is, you know, they've taken. You know, all the stuff that you mentioned into account, and I think it's a very, very plausible timeline. Now, you know, I mean, I know there's a bunch of people who wring their hands about the budget now, but I kind of see it this way, that the smaller the budgets get, smaller the force gets, the more vital and critical it is to actually move to the kind of operational concept that we just got through talking about in terms of these integrated distributed operations. So you just can't do that unless you have the capability that we're talking about in this FVL family of systems. It's not plausible to plan those kinds of operations unless you have that aviation capability that's resident in the FVL concept. So I don't think it's an option. As the budgets go down and the force goes down, it's absolutely imperative that this is the kind of capability that the military brings into the force. So I don't see any option as the budget goes down in order to realize the operational capability that we need, but to make the investment that's going to be necessary in the FVL family of systems.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us. I really appreciate it.